Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Today, I want to talk to you about spiritual warfare. I want you to shout that with me. Spiritual warfare. Come on, one more time. All campuses, what?
Spiritual.
There's a lot to be said about spiritual warfare and, of course, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. I started talking to you a few weeks back when the Lord began to speak to me about switching systems, that there would be a difference between the world system and the word system. There's a hostile takeover that is taking over globally. There's a group of elitists. If you know anything about global economies and what's going on right now, you'll know what I'm talking about. A lot of you just keep going to work and you don't know what's going on. There's people that are unconscious, subconscious, weight conscious, and then God conscious, right? And so I want you to be educated. Start educating yourself. Those of you watching on socialism media right now, start educating yourself to what is going on in the world. That there's a group of people, and it's all part of biblical prophecy, that would come together and they would do what they call a one world order, a one world takeover. These things happen, and if you Google it, just check out what happened in January, just this few weeks ago, as they meet every year. This group of globalists come together and begin to talk about where they want to take the world, not just America. America's a big place, but certainly it's not as big as the world. How many of y'all at least know that part, right? So what I want to do is not focus so much on all that, educate yourself on that system, but that system is real. But I want to get you educated on the kingdom of heaven, which is where you're going to go when you die, if you live right. Then the kingdom of God, which is God's way of doing things and being right. The second building block that I want to talk about is warfare. Everybody shout warfare.
Warfare.
Shout it again, warfare. It's not coming on my screen here, but I'm going to try to do this. Maybe next time we can work on making sure this gets up on the screen. Got a lot to say, and I got to have notes. Everybody shout, demand needs notes. Amen. So spiritual warfare, God began to speak to me and said, explain to people what it is and how to deal with it. It's not enough to know that I just feel overwhelmed. I feel despair. I feel like I'm out of control in multiple situations. What is happening is there's a demon. First of all, how many of y'all at all campuses agree there is a devil? Some of y'all like, I lived with him for 5 years. I know. There is a demon, but there are angels. When you were born, God assigned an angel to you, and then you were born again when you received Jesus. You didn't go back into your mother's womb, but you were born a second time, and you became a Christian. But there were mighty angels that were assigned to your life to help you during these times of warfare. Root word of warfare is what, class? Come on, shout it again. What is the root word?
War.
It's a warfare. It's a war, and many times it's demonic. You're like, I don't see how I could feel this hopeless alone, this helpless alone. Struggling with anxiety, mental illness, I feel overwhelmed. It's more than just a confusion. It's a spirit of confusion. Now, some people get off the boat with me right here, and they go, man, you believe in the devil? I'm like, yeah. And it's like, I don't believe in the devil. The devil told you that, stupid. There is a devil. Everybody shout, there is a devil. And it's not like this little dude that sits on your shoulder with a little pitchfork and a little tail. No, there's demonic forces in the spirit realm that try to oppose light and propagate darkness, to try to push down good and even call good evil and evil good. How many of y'all watching it right now in front of your eyes? It's quiet in Florida, but I hope St. Louis is participating here today. It's a little chilly in the building. But I want you to realize that the author of confusion is the devil. Now, I looked up the scripture because I just texted it to all campuses. So give it up for the multimedia team because I surprised these cats right backstage. Wasn't even in my notes. Here it is, 2 Corinthians 10:4. It says, the weapons we fight with are not weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So we don't have to be worried about, oh my gosh, all these bad things are going to happen. No, the Bible said that these bad things are going to happen, but here's the job he said you got to do. He said, see to it that your heart is not troubled, because you are not in the kingdom of this world, but you've been delivered to the kingdom of his dear son. So we walk by faith and not by sight. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Come on, our city, powers and rulers of darkness and every opposing demonic force that is coming out of hell to stop you back. I'm here to prophesy today. You can't be stopped. You can't be blocked, because the kingdom of heaven is stronger than the kingdom of this world. And if you don't believe it, check back in the day 2,000 years ago when Jesus bled and died and said, it is finished. It didn't say that sin is finished. It said that sin's ability to finish you is finished. Who am I talking to today? Give him praise. Spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. Feeling overwhelmed. Feeling like you can't go on. Now, my dad, he was a tough little motor scooter trained for, Vietnam, Highway Patrol Academy. I was standing from here to here and saw him get shot. Didn't even cry. This dude is tough. He was tough. Even his dog was tough. Other dogs in the neighborhood had fleas. My dad's dog had hornets. Can I get an amen? This guy was tough. But I watched him go through, and I witnessed firsthand him build a ministry which is a threat to hell and causes supernatural warfare. Howbeit, the ministry wasn't that big. Our church is 1,000 times greater and more effective in size and numeric, everything. But the fact is that hell hated it. And check this out. That the enemy was trying to stop what God was calling my dad to build, because he knew someday that all these campuses and churches around the world would look to us for leadership when the kingdom of the world is falling apart and the kingdom of the sun needs to be illuminated. See what I'm saying right now? So my point is, right now, the enemy that is fighting you might not even be about you. It might be about the people that are coming up behind you. And that's why you got to teach and train your children in the way they should go. Give God praise today. You can't just pretend the world's not wicked. It is a wicked place. Wicked simply means twisted. Don't get it twisted. So my dad, sometimes on Monday, preachers have what they call holy hangovers. Shout that with me. Holy hangover. Oh, man, you fought the devil all day, you preached all day, and you're feeling bad. Because most preachers, they're cultural architects, they're the worship leader, they're also the staff counselor, they're the HR person. In a way, you're the fundraiser, and you're the person that meets at the bank. Preachers do a lot of stuff. And so the enemy tries to wear them out so that they do not wrestle properly. My dad on Monday, sometimes he would call me, and I didn't know what I know today. If I'd have known, then what I know now, I could have helped him a lot more. But he just wanted me to come over because I brought him joy, because I made him laugh, because he was actually in a mental warfare. In fact, now his anxiety has now escalated into panic attacks, and now he has to be on certain medicines and drugs called Xanax and Anitriptyline, different things to numb his brain down because he had been under a spiritual attack for so long. Some of you today have been under a supernatural attack. A thing called COVID-19 has alienated you, emaciated you, quarantined you off, masked you up. By the way, it's part of the enemy's plan to bring a spirit of fear in America. And you notice a few days after the election, CNN took it off the bottom of the screen, the death toll. Fox took it off the bottom of the screen, because no longer do they have to scare you as bad to motivate you, to indoctrinate you, to program you. But I'm here to tell you, y'all been jacked with. I'm one of the guys that is not very popular right now, that they want to shut up. But while I still got a voice, I want to tell you that God is not a God who gives you a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. And it's something when you have to put walls around you and guns around you. Somebody's up to something. This isn't about politics. This is about policy. This is about killing babies. This is about destroying economic forces. And there was a few preachers who had the moral fortitude, the way I'll say it right now while we're on stage at church. People who stood up and said, I have a dream. That man was shot and killed. All great men of God go through warfare. And that's part of the reason why the enemy has tried to set you up, to keep you alone and keep you out of church. Why? Because we are a militant army that cannot be stopped. Don't be weak. Be strong. Be bold. If you're a preacher, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't go back and pretend this didn't happen. Don't pretend this is not a devil loose. Oh, we just want to sit around with smoke and mirrors and LED and see how great is our God. El Shaddai, we're not where we were. This is a new war. Give God praise today. Come on, Saints. St. Louis, make some noise. It's a war. It's a war. It's a war. Ephesians 6. In the Passion Translation, I got in trouble last night by religious people who did not like it. They were DMing me saying that it's not a literal translation. If you don't use King Jimmy, it's not real. Most of the time I do preach from the King James Translation, but this helps people understand because the word's real good. So if you need to read along with King Jimmy, it's very similar, trust me, because my grandma, she didn't even allow me to memorize verses unless it's out of King James Bible. She's like, that don't even count. So I get you, boo. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for the last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through life union with Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive flowing in and through you. I looked up the word infused. It said to steep. Like Nicole always makes hot water and she puts tea in it. And the tea's not that strong until it sits in there for a while and it steeps together. It is infused. It is emboldened. It's injected. I'm here to tell you today that don't put your faith, and I don't want to get kicked off socialism media, in an injection. I will say that. So don't just put your faith in if I could get the V. People are all upset. I'm so upset that they gave the V to all the people at Guantanamo Bay. I say, let them try it out there. And by the way, you can have mine. I am saying that I'm not trusting in the V. The V I'm talking about is victory that came from Jesus. And he said, by his stripes, I am healed. Sickness and disease has no right to live in my body. With long life, he will satisfy me. He will satisfy me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Not the V. Sorry, I got so much energy, and I didn't even have a Red Bull. I was in the back room, and nobody even had Red Bull. This is all natural. Look at your neighbor and say, this is all natural. You have been infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing through you. Put on God's complete set of armor. In fact, this is the whole complete set. You didn't buy this at your yard sale. It's all there. Put on God's complete set of armor provided for us so that you will be protected as you fight. This is how I fight my battles. Against the evil strategies of the accuser. Now notice the devil accuses you. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Because he wants you to stop praying. Because if you stop communicating with God, you will be no longer in that army or protected and vital, infused by his power. Protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser, your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings. It is not with human beings. But your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings. In other words, this is a demon. So it might be on Bob at work, but if you were to kill Bob, it would jump on Billy Bob. And if you kill Billy Bob, it'd jump on Billy Bob's wife, Shaquita. Come on, this is an integrated relationship. And so now the devil, just like whack-a-mole, jumps from problem to problem. But you need to understand the evil strategies of the enemy, because if you think it is Bill Gates that is your problem, now he's a problem, but he is not the main problem to your problem. If you think it is this elected official and that elected official, this demon has been around a long time. But that's why you got to go to church, hear the word of God, so you pray. And the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you, who am I talking to today? Wherever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Now, not a lot of new people come to church today. I can see you in Earth City and Sunset and Ferguson and Weldon and at the chapel. And this might be new to you. So every once in a while I like to pause and go, wow, that's really preachy, that's really deep, and that's a lot of intel. So let's just slow it down for a minute, just to make new people understand a couple things. Number one, It's like coming into a movie at the middle of the movie. If you stay, they will replay the movie, and you will be able to plot the plot by starting at the beginning. So we kind of cover all this again in time. But then I'm asking you to not just look at church today. Maybe today, you know, you're one of the people that came in that massive, you're like, oh my gosh, look at the size of this church in Sunset Hills, Earth City. Oh my gosh, I mean, wonder how this all works. This all works by the power of prayer. Okay? So you're not just here going, I'm going to try out the church thing. It's the New Year's resolution. Kick the tire. No. There is a system at work here. And God did not bring you to this church today by accident. He brought you here to infuse you with strength from the Holy Spirit, to give you information, because you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. But if you don't have the information, because you're just going around walking and talking, listening to the world system, they have a system. They have a global system in which they're unfolding to you. And you'll see it later. You just wake up one day and realize, oh, wow, all the little stores are gone. That's really weird. And that's really weird that all this is gone and all that's gone. And you don't really realize it till it's too late. Then you go, you know, back in 2021 when that guy was yelling a lot on stage, it seems a little crazy. It's really weird because we're there right now. But the key is learning through comprehensive study of God's word, again, how to do the hand-to-hand combat. There's a reason why you're depressed. There's a reason why you're like, man, it seems like alcohol has more control, or whatever your vice is. It has more control than it did before. Why? Because it's a warfare, because the enemy knew that you were about to hook up with something. And you can't lose with the stuff we use. I'm not talking about my stuff. I'm talking about when you learn, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the seal. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed, and everything my hand touches turns to good. Oh, oh, oh. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. That's how you fight. That's how you do warfare in this system. Self-help is great. I have a friend today that celebrates 2 years sober. Give it up for that guy. Come on, 2 years sober. I saw him last night. He said, hey, hey. Come here. What? He's taller than me. So he looked at me and said, hey, that's fine. He said, tomorrow, when I go to AA, I'm celebrating. I don't want anybody to know. Celebrating 2 years sober. I go, yeah. And his wife said, and what's weird is he never drank. You see, something else. I'm here to tell you there's more than one way for the enemy to try to put these concrete boots on you, to throw you in the Mississippi River or to throw you in the ocean and let your bones rot. But when you start celebrating, not self-help, I'm glad you're 2 years sober, but every day it's kind of like, I wonder if I'm going to go back. Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. No, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become brand new. Give God praise today in his house. All for AA, that helps. But it's kind of like Tony Robbins with personal power. There is a personal power, but there is a power that reigns on the inside of you, the greater one, the Holy Spirit that you are infused with, that's going to help you understand the kingdom of his dear son, the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of God, so you can do warfare and say, ain't nobody man but the devil. Ain't nobody man but the... I wrote that song. I like it. I love it, actually. This is true. Nobody's mad but the devil. Right. Everybody shout, I'm an overcomer. Put on, verse 11 says, put on God's complete set of armor provided for us, and that you will be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser in the hand-to-hand combat, not with human beings, but the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demons. Powerful class of demons. This is what is happening with the world's one world order right now. Powerful class of demons. And it says you must, verse 13, because of this, these bad things, because of this, you must wear. Not it's not a good idea. It said why you must wear. Come on, shout it, every campus. Why you must wear. One more time. Why? You must wear all the armor that God provides so you're protected as you confront slander. My back is getting lacerated. because of the things that I'm saying. Because I'm speaking truth. While other people go, preachers say, well, I don't want to preach that because I know what that'll cause. I built the 8th most influential church in America, not by being stupid. I certainly know what buttons to push, what levers to pull, and what not to do. And what I'm doing right now is not what you do when you're trying to build a church. But if you work for the guy that said, I am the church, then you got to speak up, stand up, be accounted for. I'm talking to all my counterparts today. Be bold today, because if we don't all hang together, we are going to hang separate. There's something that is a spirit that is dividing us. I see black people sitting next to white people today at all our churches, and they don't hate each other. In Starbucks, I see white people stand next to black people. But if you watch the liberal media, they will convince you that we hate each other, that the world is going to hell. And I'm here to tell you that love conquers all. There is no male. There is no female. There is no Jew. There is no Greek. There is no white. There is no black. We're all God's best kids, designed in the image and the likeness of God. And I'm going to fight for equality, but I'm going to fight from a position of victory, not from a position of victim. So I'm here to tell you today, if you're black, be proud you're black. God made you that way. If you're white, be proud you're white. God made you that way. If you're Latino and you have a little spice, or if you're Asian and you like a little rice, somebody ought to help you. Be who God calls you to be. Give God praise today. Don't panic, King. Give him praise. Support it. Make it popular. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. We're in a war, y'all. This is what it looks like in a war. This is what it looks like when you're in general in a war. That's exactly why I want you to download the app, because we won't be here long. Like Elizabeth Taylor told her first 12 husbands, I won't be keeping you long. Must wear. Everybody shout, must wear. Verse 14 says, put on truth as a belt. That's what I'm doing right now, is teaching truth. Strengthen you to stand and triumph. Put on holiness as your protective armor that covers your heart. Holiness is a lost art in the church world today and globally. Everybody's doing what he wants or she wants to do. Verse 15, stand on your feet, alert, so you will always be ready to share the blessing of peace. The King Jimmy says, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I underestimated the power of protecting your feet. During COVID, we have a barbecue pit in our backyard. Thank God for barbecue, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you made chickens, first of all, God. Thank you, God, that you made chicken. And not only does the chicken produce meat for us, but God, it drops an egg every day. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. Somebody invented a barbecue pit and propane. And so I turned the propane, I thought, on, but it had been on all night, and I didn't know it had been on. So the whole thing was full of gas. When I went to turn it on, the way you do is you turn it on and then you push the button and it ignites. Well, I accidentally pushed the button while I was going in. Well, this caused the spark, which caused a major explosion, which blew all the concrete out of the bottom of the concrete pit and caught my feet on fire. And I said, my foot is on fire. It was an explosive power that caused me to jump from the barbecue pit to my pool within 1.1 seconds. And all the skin is burned off my foot, and it was like, oh, this is terrible pain. And I didn't think, check this out, I didn't think that much about it. I thought it might have been an accident. I thought it was just kind of quinky dink. It just, you know, those kind of things happen. I didn't realize that it was a warfare on my feet because of the way I walk and the way I talk, because I walk by faith and not by sight. I didn't think that much about it. So then I'm on stage, you know, St. Louis and Sunset Hills, you might be there right now, and I'm just jumping around singing, and all of a sudden the stage broke, and when it broke my ankle, and my foot was taken out, and I jumped back up within 1 second, you can see it on Instagram, and bam, I'm back, and I was unbelievable. I thought, oh my gosh, it's broken, it hurts real bad, but I'm still singing, how great is our God, and then we were towards the end of the service, I closed it, let everybody leave, and I said, somebody take me to the hospital. Then, when it happened a third time, this is just, it's a Bobo video, but play the video because I got it on my Instagram and I kind of edited it together last night. Watch all the spectators. Yeah. My God, what happened to you? That's really bad. Now they got me on a UTV and it's bouncing and that fish hook is ripping into my flesh. I'm like, oh God. And they're trying to get me to an ambulance. And then they end up taking me to an ambulance. Now you see me rolling. But it's all wrapped up. Fish hook in the foot, fish hook in the foot, fish hook in the foot. By this point, I'm realizing, I think the devil's trying to do something to my foot. Come on, raise your hand at all campuses if you're like, you know, I'm no rocket scientist here. People at our church are DMing me going, Pastor David, I just want you to know that I think the devil is trying to kill you. I think the devil's trying to take your foot away. And I'm like, you know what? You're very, very smart because I think the same thing. But again, sometimes, listen to this. I got 4 minutes to finish this sermon. So depressing, by the way, because I have a lot more to share. I just want to be honest, we're never going to finish this in 4 minutes. But what happens in the natural oftentimes mirrors what is happening in the supernatural. Okay? I'll say it again. What happens in the natural many times mirrors what is happening on the supernatural side of things. So the enemy was trying to stop my feet from doing what I'm called to do. And every time, here's the part that I want you to grab. Every time I got my foot hurt, it's because I didn't have my shoes on. So now when I tell Nicole to go start the pit, I say, wear some shoes when you start the buggy. I didn't mean it. Yes, I did. And then when I'm walking on the beach now, I decided, you know what? Just in case a crocodile gets after me, I want to wear my Crocs. Because I need my feet kind of protected. Because you're just walking along talking and all of a sudden, bam, it got my foot. I'll also say this. There was a racial riot thing that was happening right then on the day that I stepped into that. And I was mad about that. And I was aggravated and I was passionate about it. And I was just telling Nicole what for and how that was wrong, how they should handle it. In other words, I was in strife. Anytime you're in strife, the Bible said the servant of the Lord must not strive. Is it wrong what they did? Yes. Was I holy indignation? Yes. But holy indignation is different from I'm just ticked off right now and I'm going to rip anybody a new one. And then all of a sudden, all that went away when I went, I got a bigger problem right now. Come on, you see what I'm saying right now? So don't walk according to the flesh. Here's what I'm saying. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. When the world looks bad and sad and mad, you go, come on, somebody help me right now. This is a warfare, but guess what? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we're called to pray effectually. We're called to pray passionately. We're called to go to church and, come on, somebody give God praise today and be the church. You didn't just come to play church. We are the church. There's a difference between a military parade where they're walking with their guns and there's war where they're using their guns. Well, guess what? This isn't showtime at the Apollo. We are now officially in wartime. So it's time to pray, it's time to fast, and it's time to put on the whole armor of God. Verse 16, I got to hurry. In every battle, we take the shield of faith and we wrap it around as a shield so we're able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. Who brings blazing arrows? So, no, it wasn't God? Well, God put this on me to teach me something. No. Where's it? If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. The blazing arrows are coming from, you're never going to make it. You're going to die early. You wish you were born earlier. You can't ever recover from this. You'll never get the church going back again. Oh, no, no, no. These blazing arrows are sent to hit you in the head or hit you in the chest, but the way that you overcome that is have on the, verse 18, embrace the power of God's salvation and full deliverance. Like a helmet to protect your thoughts from the lies, and take the razor-sharp spirit sword of the spoken word. Pray passionately in the spirit as you consistently intercede. That word, it means pass between. Every form of prayer at all times. Pray blessing, God's blessing upon all believers. And pray also that God's revelation would be released every time you preach. Today, as I'm preaching to all these campuses, I'm praying that the revelation of the power of who God is and who you are, more importantly, in Him, becomes revelation to you. And you realize that you are in a war, but it's not a war that you fight for the victory. You're fighting from victory. The divided states of America was once called the superpower of the world. Why is that changing? What is going on? Well, there is a new superpower, and it's called the Church of Jesus Christ. And that's why the enemy tried to stop it on Good Friday globally and Easter globally, and he did it. But I prophesy that he will never do it again in the name of Jesus. Give God praise today. The church is the answer. I'll say it again. The church is the answer. I got to shout it again. The church is the answer. It's the answer. It's not a one world system. It's not a political power. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. Everybody shout amen to that.
Amen.
I got three or four more scriptures I want to go, and we're going to do these real, real quick. This is the part of sermon that I'm getting ready to take you to a video by a guy that I really love. His name is Steve Harvey. How many of y'all, Steve has made you laugh a lot of times? Love Steve Harvey. I think Steve Harvey is the best. I just think he's so funny. But I will show you a video that I want to warn you that Steve Harvey is really good for comedic entertainment, but not so much for heaven or hell, salvation, okay? Because he's confused, like Oprah's confused. Good people, but they're confused. They think there are many ways to God, and there are not many ways to God. There's only one way to God, and that's through who? Some of you know this. Let's go to John 14, 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way. Everybody shout, the way. Not a way. It says what?
The way.
This is we can't get ticklish on this one, guys. Peanut butter's crunchy or smooth, that's okay. Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, that's your choice. But Jesus is the only way to heaven, okay? Know that. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now let's go to Acts 4, verse 12. And there is salvation in no one else. There is salvation in, everybody shout that, what is that? No one else. Shout it again. Why?
No one else.
For there is no other name under heaven given in which man must, M-U-S-T, must be saved. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, what's his name?
Christ.
What's his name?
Christ.
Say my name, say my name. What's his name again?
Christ.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in who? Not 600 people, who? Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? John 10:9. This is theology I'm giving you right now because I'm worried because a lot of our young people especially are there confused about who they are. Like, well, can't we all just get along? Yeah, we can all get along. We can all get along down here, but we can't get along up there because there's only one way to get up there. And so it's like, well, that's not the way I see it. Well, God's not going to check with your birth date and say, well, if you were born between 1970 and if you were born in 1980, what year were you born? That works for gun permits and that works for like hunting permits, but it does not work in heaven. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's a non-negotiable God. He is not a democracy. America is supposed to be a democracy, but in heaven, it is a theocracy. So he was always God, and he will always be God. Last verse before we watch the video. John 10, verse 9 says, I am the door, not a door. I am the what? Shout it again. In St. Louis, what is it? And if anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and find pasture. So with those scriptures, how many of y'all saw that out of the Word of God multiple times? Come on, Sunset Hills, raise your hand. Every campus, raise your hand. You saw that, okay? How many of y'all understand it's non-negotiable? Now, I love Steve, okay? So don't get mad at me. I can't believe you trashed Steve. I love Steve Harvey. But don't get your spiritual advice from Hollywood. Watch this.
Hey, I'm Steve Harvey, stand-up comedian, entertainer, television host, family man. But most importantly, I happen to be a man of faith. There's no one way to heaven, no one way to paradise. It's like television. Now it's over 800 channels of cable, and they're all pretty entertaining. So I'm pretty sure, man, that to get to heaven, there's got to be more than one route. Because somebody watching another channel or taking another channel than you, they still getting entertained, and they probably still getting to heaven.
Come on, give it up for that video, being stupid. want the singers to come out. Got quiet in here. I knew it would. How many of y'all love Steve Harvey? But how many of y'all don't want to listen to him for your theology? Raise your hand. All campuses, Rodney, everybody on stage, let's sing. Stand up with me. I know that video is heavy. I know people don't like to talk about that stuff. But right now, socialism media in Hollywood is trying to indoctrinate, especially our younger people. Now, I want to raise up a mighty army. So we've built all these churches to do great things for Jesus. How many of y'all think the church is important? So we got to teach the little ones all the way from my grandson to your grandson or granddaughter, and then raise up a generation that knows the Word of God, because these people will try to deceive people. And I love Muslim people, but Muslims, according to Scripture, you can't believe in a different God. There's only one God. How many of y'all understand that? And so we can love them. We love everybody. How many of y'all believe we love everybody? But we need to be smart enough to know Jesus is the answer for the world today. And there will be many people who try to deceive people in the last days. And some of my sermons right now, and even next week, they're hard hitting. But how many of y'all glad for, it's not everybody, but how many for the most part are glad I'm sticking up for the Word of God, preaching righteousness, going bold, being strong. Come on, give God praise today. Thank you for being at all the campuses today, Ferguson, Weldon, Earth City, Sunset Hills. Even if I'm not there, I'm on a screen today. And you're like, I don't know if I like that. If you wonder what it's like at all campuses, they look at it on a screen anyway. So Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your anointing and your power that we feel so prevalent in this room today. God, I decree and declare as we sing this song, God, that you'll move in and out every row, up and down every aisle, and allow the Holy Spirit of God to touch them and to set them free. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said amen.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.